Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting third. The DH, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Money. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The DH, Bill Melton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Paul Dade. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting 8th. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Fitzmaurice. And now, play ball. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fossey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford bunts towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Money settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields the ball and throws to Fitzmaurice covering. Safe. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spikes moves to second. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spikes scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Duffy moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duffy scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Money, who is chasing the ball. Thornton reaches third base with a triple. Bell scores. Melton goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Indians. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt is hit by the pitch. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Date is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is hit by the pitch. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-1 in the game. Joshua hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dade. Joshua reaches second base with a double. Moore moves to third. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Indians. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Duffy hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper strikes out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Money. Melton reaches second base with a double. Kuiper scores. There goes Bell trying to get to home. Money throws the ball into Yount, who relays the ball to Moore, who tags Bell, who came all the way from first, for the out. Melton moves to third. One out. It's 8-1, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pruitt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton scores. It's 9-1, Indians. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Date hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-1 in the game. Sakata hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Yount scores. Two outs. It's 9-2, Indians. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Joshua hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spikes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-2 in the game. Fosse hits a fly ball into left field. Money settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Joshua. Melton reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moore for a passed ball. Melton moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Thornton hits a line drive towards third. Bando reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Money hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Indians. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sakata hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pruitt. Moore reaches second base with a double. Bando moves to third. Pat Dobson now pitching. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Joshua strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Date hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pruitt moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-3 in the game. Fossey strikes out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wolford is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wynn moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Money strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Melton is called out on strikes. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Kuiper moves to third. Bell moves to second. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Pruitt takes first base on ball 4. Kuiper scores. Bell moves to third. Thornton moves to second. It's 10-3, Indians. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Date hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Money. Date reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Thornton scores. Pruitt moves to third. It's 12-3, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Spikes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-4 in the game. Fossey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pruitt scores. Dade scores. It's 14-3, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of money. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Fossey moves to third. Bob McClure now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sakata takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to third. Sakata moves to second. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Yount scores. Sakata moves to third. Two outs. It's 14-4, Indians. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pruitt. Wolford reaches second base with a double. Sakata scores. It's 14-5, Indians. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.